morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's been a while since we've been able to do this. We had a lot of stuff going on, and then our co-host left. But he's doing good stuff. He's doing good things. He's not listening. I know that. He's probably running around right now and getting in trouble for small things. But
don't spill your water, Jeremy.
Yeah. But we've got Manny here. Manny's going to be joining us, and we got Bo back behind the mothership over there. Lots of good stuff has been happening. A lot of politics.
Yeah.
When I looked at just things that we could be talking about with the pour over. I mean, it's been about a month or something like that since our last podcast. I think it's been a while. A few weeks.
Three weeks.
Yeah. Right. So it's good to be back. We'll be meeting after this, right? To kind of talk about how it's been and how we want to change it and all that kind of stuff. But today, we're talking about restaurants. I was going to say political frustrations, but we'll call them restaurants.
Restaurants
that we all love closing. And, cause I don't know if you heard, but as the pour over pointed out, Red Lobster filed chapter 9 bankruptcy. I don't know.
Chapters to bankrupt.
There are chapters, yeah.
I've heard chapter 11.
Is it? Okay. I've never read the book, so I don't know what chapter's the best. But anyways, in the story of bankruptcy.
Any type of bankruptcy.
Yeah. Harry Potter and the bankruptcy trials. I don't know. But anyways, they filed for that. Now, this does not mean they're going away forever. However, they are closing a massive amount of their restaurants. Which I personally, I like seafood.
Do you unlimited shrimp on Mondays?
What?
Oh, you can eat shrimp on Monday.
That's why they're closing right there. That's expensive.
All their money is going to shrimp.
Yeah, all their money is going to shrimp. That's a bad move. But
it's delicious.
But what's the main reason most people are going to be upset? You guys know what it is. Yeah, it's the cheesy biscuits. Oh yeah, cheesy biscuits. That's what people are going to miss. But it's okay because you can buy them at the store and make them yourself. But they're never the same. Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. No, you can. You can buy a box of cheesy biscuits.
Like from Walmart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? And it has the Red Lobster logo on it. But Red Lobster, I like seafood. So does my daughter. Which today, I don't know if she's listening, but today is Kennedy's 5th birthday. Today.
Happy birthday, Kennedy.
She turned 5. He's turning 5, which is crazy. And I'll show you my wife. We can't zoom on the camera. Maybe. I don't know if we can. But my wife and I put this together last night because my in-laws got her. I don't know if you can see that. Can you see that? There, a pink Jeep. This thing is wild. It has like lights that Jeep work. Brainer. I'm like, really? And Caitlin and I were outside last night putting this beloved thing together. But it has like lights and it's intense. There's like it has a USB port in it. just playing some tunes, but yeah, I think it's intense. But yeah, today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Kennedy. She loves Red Lobster. And actually last year for her birthday, all she wanted was Red Lobster. And the poor girl, we took her to Red Lobster, but she was sick.
Oh,
so she had been looking forward to it for weeks. And then we finally got to Red Lobster, and she just couldn't eat anything. She just felt so bad. So hopefully this year's much better. She turned 5. She was a little afraid to turn 5.
She was afraid to turn 5?
Yeah, she doesn't want to grow up, which I get that. Like, last night I talked to her. She's like, I don't want to be 5. I want to be a kid forever. And so I told her, well, be like me. You can be a kid forever. You just grow up. You don't grow old. Every man grows old.
You just get taller.
But they never grow up. Is that what the saying is? Every man grows up, but they never grow old?
I think so, yeah.
Something like that?
They grow old, they never...
Yeah. Because we still have toys. Yeah. That's what I told her. She's like, she was crying, and she said, I still want to play with toys. I was like, I still play with toys? I got Legos in my office, you know? But anyway.
I got Legos on
the way. Nerf guns. Dude, I love it. You have Legos? Death Star?
I have a Porsche, a Porsche coming in from Temu.
From Temu.
Temu Porsche.
Temu needs to go away. Caitlin just encountered Temu. I looked over at her. She's on her phone.
100 items in the cart.
No, and I asked her, I was like, what are you doing? And she like looked ashamed and she's like, I'm on Temu. And I'm like, why? The first time shopping like a billionaire. You know who's not shopping like a billionaire? Red Lobster. Too soon? Moment of silence. But here's the thing. I saw something. Yeah. It's not just Red Lobster. It's Fuddruckers is gone completely. Do you guys know what Fuddruckers is?
I've never been there.
Burger place? You order a burger and then you go over to the bar and you get lettuce and stuff and whatever. They're pretty good, but they're going away forever.
I have heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, Fuddruckers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy
I think there was one at like Universal Studios or something like that. Anyways, obviously didn't do well. what else? Buffalo Wild Wings. All of their California locations are going away. And they're closing. I think it's like 60 others, right? So Buffalo Wild Wings won't be in California anymore. This is not a political rant, but we can all wonder why.
They just had an all-you-can-eat wings thing too for like $20.
Minimum wage is not the minimum wage anymore. Anyway,
they're like, how are we supposed to pay our employees $20 an hour like McDonald's?
Yeah, I digress. Anyways, yeah, McDonald's is doing fine. Yeah, I saw something. It was the beefy 5-layer burrito when it was amazing. First released. It was 89 cents.
Now it's like
five something. Like, yeah, that's okay. It is. It's Taco Bell. Like, anyways, why? Yeah, dude, we just went through Del Taco and we got like one kids meal for the girls to share, and then Caitlin and I got food. It was like $30-something. I'm like, what? For Del Taco? Anyway, Buffalo Wild Wings is going away in California. So go get your wings while they last. I didn't fact check any of these things. I do think that they are from a credible source. They're not from the pour over. The Red Lobster one's from the pour over. We know that's happening. So go get your unlimited. You missed it yesterday. Mondays. Next Monday, go get your unlimited shrimp for one last shrimp. Ride in the sunset. Coconut. Okay. Anyway, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Coconut shrimp?
Coconut pineapple.
Sorry. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Just shrimp. What? Just eat the shrimp. You don't need anything else.
Okay, but coconut.
Colada shrimp.
Yeah.
Holy Lord.
I think that's actually what it's
called. I will tell you.
Yeah.
One of the things that I hope is served in heaven. This has nothing to do with Red Lobster. Kind of. We could relate it.
Seafood.
Dude, there's a place in Hawaii. It used to be called Fumi's. And it's this little stand on the North Shore that you would miss. Like, if you weren't paying attention, you'd miss it. And I know this because we have actually missed it and had to turn around. My dad took me there. It is spicy garlic shrimp. It's not called Fumi's anymore. They moved. I can't remember. It's like Shogun or something like that. Anyways, they like moved down the road. But same shrimp. It comes with rice, a piece of pineapple, and this shrimp that you peel off. They raise the shrimp there. So they have the shrimp beds there. These shrimp are like
massive,
like big, you know, like finger looking good. Mm-hmm. This is like, you almost bite your fingers. Good. Like the spicy garlic, man. Oh my gosh. It is. If that shrimp was unlimited, that's all I would eat. Like that good. But anyways, all that to say, we're going to talk about some restaurants. I know I'm hungry. Caitlin was making breakfast as I was leaving. All that to say, if there is a restaurant that you are praying doesn't go anywhere, right? Because again, like whether it's inflation or whatever it is, I don't think it's just inflation. We could talk about why. Why do you think they're all closing?
Probably because of that.
Inflation?
Inflation, and then just like the free shrimp every Monday, it just all goes towards that. All
it's
their
not
money.
Free. It's well, you have to pay something.
I know, but I've seen people
that's
there with like
terrible
six
business
plates
model. Free food, man. I don't know why our books are always bad in the red all the time. And I think it could be a lot of things changed post COVID, right? Like you have a lot more delivery services. Yeah. You know, so you don't
dines in anymore.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, very rarely people dine in anymore. I'm honestly surprised movie theaters are still around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't like movie theaters?
What?
No? Oh, so you're a pirate. Oh, no. We're harboring a fugitive.
I do it, too.
If you're listening, FBI, I never condoned any of this. Okay. Let the record state. All right. I don't support Hollywood, but I watch their movies.
Why would I want to pay these big companies money?
Anyways. Yeah. I like going to the movie. And, like, are you going to spend way too much money? Yeah, that's why you don't do it all the time, unless you know David and he gets you in for free. But I like going. You know, the whole, like, your feet stick to the ground because somebody spilled their Coke and they don't clean it up and all that kind of stuff. It's good. It's great.
So it's the ambiance.
Yeah. It's the movie theater popcorn.
My cousin has a movie theater in his house.
That's invites people over to? Like, he opens it for business?
Like, he'll have, like, watch parties.
Oh, watch party. I thought you were, like, he advertised it and people came in, like, strangers to watch movies. I'd love it. I mean, I feel like we kind of have a movie theater. My in-laws got us a pretty big TV, so that's nice. For Caitlin's graduation, it feels like a movie theater, I guess. We just don't have the surround sound. A lot of things I think are struggling. I mean, yeah, I'm sure it's the rise of minimum wage. I'm sure it's inflation. I'm sure, honestly, I think it is a lot of post-COVID, like, places are trying to, it's like the adapt or die kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really want a DoorDash lobster. I don't know. Like, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. You know, if you're sitting there and it's going to take 30 minutes to get your food, you don't want some dude. And honestly, if you're a DoorDasher, you don't want a bunch of seafood in your car for 30 minutes.
Then that'll stink for the rest of the year.
Literally, it stinks. Yeah. So I think that, I mean, in this new world, I don't think we're far off from WALL-E. I feel like can I give you my tin hat? Can I give you my tin hat? I think it's intentional.
Oh.
Bring in new stuff. I heard this theory. Not intentional. Like, it's not like Biden's going after Red Lobster, but I heard this theory that all of these, like, chain businesses that have been around for a long time. It's like the circle of life. They need to close so that way the new can come about.
You can't beat the 99-cent store.
Yeah, that's closing too.
That's the saddest news.
Yeah, the 99-cent store is closing too. Go get your stuff. Yeah, I saw something 70% off sale. I'm like, so it's 30-cent store. 39-cent store, 29-cent store, whatever. But dang. I told Krista we need to raid the 99-cent store for VBS, man.
All that's left in there is baby wipes.
Really? Hey, we could use them. I'm just saying, for kids ministry, I might go over there. But anyway. But yeah, so a lot of things are closing. It's really sad. And you can say that it's to make way for the new stuff. But what restaurant, if, like, and it doesn't have to be a chain. Well, let's the chain, and then just in general, if it were to go away, it would be kind of sad. What would it be for you?
Mm.
And Bo. Can they hear you? Do you have a mic? Oh, they can. Okay, cool.
I like Sizzlers. I'm surprised that hasn't closed.
They're still around?
Yeah.
The buffet?
Yeah. There's one on Main Street. Like that way. By, like, Rich's house.
Is it that way?
Yeah.
I'm so turned around. Yes, it is that way. Yeah. Right now they're going to be able to find us. The government knows. I just pointed to the east. We're like, oh, triangulation. Now I know where he's at. Oh, crap. I just said it was east. Darn it. Anyways. Okay. Sizzler? You'd be sad if it went away.
I think mainly for, like,
the Dino Nuggets
reasons.
Do they still have Dino Nuggets at the Sizzler?
I think they do, yeah.
Any restaurant that sells Dino Nuggets. Dude, I haven't been to Sizzler probably since I was, like, in middle school.
I would say it's probably gotten better since middle school.
They've upped their standards. Okay. Hometown Buffet. Do you guys remember that?
That's used to be the one I Costco. Miss. I was going to say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was by Costco. We would go there. The thing is, Costco felt like a buffet because we'd go on Saturday and you'd get free samples and then you'd just walk right next door. What's there now?
Oh, it's a
W Spoon
buffet.
It's another buffet.
Actually, we went to that one a couple months ago.
And it was pretty good.
Really?
They have all kinds of stuff.
I don't think they go to buffets. I don't know. I'm not a buffet. I just don't eat enough. I feel like I don't eat enough to justify the cost.
That's true.
And I don't like food that's been sitting under a heat lamp for, like, talk about dehydrated fish and sitting on the bacon for, anyway.
4 hours.
I will say, like, one thing that I do miss is John's Incredible Pizza.
Oh.
They're all-you-can-eat pizza. They had, like, the pizza.
Missed you the pizza?
Well, the... Shush. But they had, like, they're all you can. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Maybe I'm misremembering. I was a middle schooler.
It's like frozen DiGiorno, but like a step up.
It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno. I don't know. Like, I grew up with the, you know, if we were going to have a babysitter, like somebody come over and watch us, my parents would let us pick out our own, like, frozen meal for dinner. And I would always go for the pizzas. They're not the best quality, but that's, you don't go for the quality.
Yeah.
You go for the convenience. They had peanut butter and jelly pizza at John's, and it was, it was just peanut butter. Yeah. Jelly would not be good on a pizza. But they had, like, the dessert pizza. Good. Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
And then bumper cars.
So yours is, the bumper cars. So yours, and now it's a shoe store?
Yeah, it's a WSS.
The shoe store, where John's was. John's Incredible Pizza. There's a John's Incredible Pizza in Joplin, Missouri. No, Springfield, Missouri. It was weird. We were over there when I was living there, and I'm like, that's not supposed to be here. Yeah, I didn't know that was a chain. But it was like saying same thing, like pizza bar, everything. I'm like, what's the relation?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so you're sticking with Sizzler. What about like non-chain?
Non-chain?
Yeah, just
Apollo's or Manny's.
What's Apollo? Burgers? I've never been there.
It's like,
where's it
the
at?
Number one rated burger place. In like Southern California, it's off 7th Street.
Mm-hmm. Really, I'm not a big burger person.
Oh, it's delicious! Yeah, really? Peanut butter and jelly burger, pizza burger.
That's like Manny's. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're hipster. We were cool before. Okay, mm-hmm. Apollo's.
I would say their quality is a little better though, because they like hand grind all their meat like super fresh.
See, I don't go to Manny's for the burgers. I go to Manny's for their breakfast burrito.
Peanut butter horchata.
That too. Although they have weird cups.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
You're paying for a cup this big, but there's about that much liquid.
It's like this big around. That big around, it's this so tall. Stupid. They give you the little heart-shaped whatever. I'm like, this is weird.
I'm going to drink it. Just don't give it to me like that.
I know. You have to have like a 6-foot-long straw. Anyway. Okay, so.
Either of those.
Okay.
Kind of bougie.
Well, they have two locations.
Yeah.
They're like technically a chain, I guess.
Yeah, they redid all of it.
Yeah, I mean, and we don't go there often. I mean, if we do, we can all, like, my whole family can share one burger. Like, you get the barbecue Mac burger, and you can hold, everybody can share it, just with a side of fries.
Mm-hmm.
But I like their breakfast burrito. I will say, we talked about this when we talked about burritos and bombs, but that breakfast burrito, if you drop that in the ocean, it would be in the bottom. And I mean, like, the deepest part of the ocean, it would be in the bottom, like, faster than the Titanic. Too soon?
Oh, it hits your stomach.
But, yo, dude, it's... dense. What? That was 112 years ago. It's okay. I mean, moment of silence. Memorial Day. Anyways. So you're sticking with hometown buffet. What about your local spot? Or is that your local spot? Is that a chain?
I think it was. I think there's like two down the hill somewhere.
Okay.
But I think it was just like...
I don't know. I don't know if I'd call that a chain or just...
If there's, what justifies a chain?
Chain, I think, can be franchise.
More than 10.
Yeah.
Mm. And Manny's is not a chain.
No. All
right. What about your local joint that you don't want to go anywhere? Taco Bell. Hey, you.
I don't know. It'd be sad to see Manny's go just because of how he's come up from a little food cart.
Yeah.
To like. No, like
I'm a conspiracy theorist. I think that's a fake mustache, and he actually owns Manny's. Anyways,
I also sell street corn.
Also sell elote on the street.
Elote on the street.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you mine. So I don't know my chain.
Tanyan.
Tanyan's gone. Oh, moment of silence.
Tanyan is gone.
It's gone. But Solo Coffee's there. I don't feel a void. Their coffee's pretty good. It just, they don't give you very much. Yeah.
They're like Solo Scriptura, but coffee.
Sure. And that's Sola, not Solo. Sola Scriptura. But anyways. No, Solo is what went into the Apple Valley location where Tanyan was.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we'll go one day. Maybe that's where we can have our podcast meeting. But anyways. Okay, so my local place, I would be very sad, is Captain's. It used to be the Galley. Down by Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Down by Chuck E. Cheese. Don't go for Chuck E. Cheese. That's one place I would not be sad. That's one place I'm amazed
is still
around. I am like...
They made pizzas for delivery during COVID. That's how they stayed open.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. People were ordering.
Did the mouse
pizza.
Deliver him? Rat? What is he? I don't even know. I have a theory that Squirrel. Their mascot is a rat because their playground's infested with them. Anyways. So the Galley. Oh, is it? Okay. Nice. A child casino. I would say Captain's / I'm always gonna call it the Galley. They changed their name to Captain. Yeah. By the way, they used to have two locations. I thought that's where we were going the other night after the hatchet throwing, the guys' event, which you guys didn't go to. Jess Ranch. It's not that anymore. It's like El Conocido to whatever, something. It's a taco place. And I was like, okay, well, maybe they just changed the name. And so I ordered. It was not the same. But Captain / the Galley, because they have the Kraken, which is my favorite. It's an octopus taco. It has to be one of my favorite things. And Caitlin hates when I order it because you can actually, it's just two tentacles inside the, and you can actually see it curl in the end. It's good. It is really good. Whatever sauce they use, stuff like that, it's really good. I would be
okay with that if octopus wasn't so like chewy.
Mm.
Like you're chewing on a rubber tire.
Yeah. I like rubber tires. Anyway.
Octopus
sounds pretty
good. Yeah. So Captain's, I'm sad. I'd be really sad if that went away. I just wouldn't eat anymore outside of my house. And then chain. I know what Caitlin would say. Texas Roadhouse. She'd be very sad if that or Cracker Barrel, if those went away. Which I grew up with no Cracker Barrel. So Cracker Barrel in California, that was
totally new.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard a theory that it was Wonder Bread. So they weren't something with California and Wonder Bread. And they served Wonder Bread. That's why I wasn't in Cal. I don't know. Anyways. I remember growing up and like being super excited when we'd go visit my family in Texas because we'd be able to stop at Cracker Barrel. Loved it. But now I'm totally fine if Cracker Barrel goes away because they stopped. I don't know if you know this. They stopped making cornbread.
I think I heard of that.
It's not even like, it's not free anymore. You have to order it. No, it's just gone. That was like one of the best things on the menu
there.
That's
depressing.
Yeah. So their cornbread's gone. That's and then you have to order their biscuits now. Like, again, thanks. Anyways, we're not going to talk about politics, but
you know, Mr. Porky's, like the food truck up here.
Never been.
Really? Mm-mm. They have a cinnamon roll cornbread.
Oh,
it is delicious.
Yeah. Well, I'm convinced that people that say that they like the rolls and butter from Texas Roadhouse, that's not true. They like the butter.
The butter.
The roll is the vessel, because in reality, their rolls, they're not that. They're not that special.
It's not.
People go for the butter.
My uncle works there, and he always brings buns and butter.
Really? Yeah, it's not the best roll I've ever had. Lambert's is the best roll. But that's in Springfield, Missouri, so you got to drive a little bit to go there. Those things are huge. Man, I don't know. I'm not married to any chain, I don't think. Like, there's always a few, like, you know, like Red Robin.
Chick-fil-A.
I don't like how expensive. Like, I like Chick-fil-A, but it's so dang expensive. I wouldn't be brokenhearted, really. If Chick-fil-A went anywhere, Panera, I'd be thankful.
Sacrilege.
If they went somewhere. I like Chick-fil-A, but when a family that orders three meals pays $45 for fast food, that's just. Anyway, I digress.
Horrible.
I don't think I'm married to any chain. I think, honestly, probably Red Lobster. I mean, I like, We don't eat there a lot, but it's like, where else can you go for actual seafood like that?
Yeah, especially.
That's a chain. Yeah. Like places serve seafood, but not lobster and crab legs and like, what else does that? You know? If you want like a place.
Wahoos.
Wahoo. Yeah, but up here though, you know?
Yeah.
yeah, I do like some wahoos. But you can't like get crab legs there, you know? Unless you're like down in Newport, you go to the Crab Cooker, which that place is good. So yeah, I gotta say Red Lobster. And like lobster. Again, like we don't eat there a ton. It's the place that has seafood. Like there's how many burger places are there?
Tons.
There's quite a few, right? There's you have Applebee's, Chili's, Red Robin, like, you know, TGI Fridays. The list kind of goes on. But you know,
seafood. Very minimal.
Yeah.
It's mainly sushi up here.
It's I do like sushi. Yeah, but it's sad. Like, I like getting that, you know, lobster, crab legs. I guess I live in the wrong part. I got to move to the Northeast. Got to go to Maine where you can get a whole lobster for $10. It's delicious. Mm. So.
Oh, yeah, they have sushi and stuff at the W Spoon Buffet. They have, like, five different types of rolls.
Buffet sushi?
It wasn't bad. They had. It's fresh, yeah. Salmon. I think they had octopus rolls, too.
Okay. Samurai Sushi is the best place I've had sushi here. And actually, that's kind of one of the best places I've ever had sushi, period. Now, you wouldn't normally think that there's a place there. It's behind Costco, and in the area, you're like, I'm going to get mugged. Second. Really?
Yeah, Samurai Sushi.
Ooh. Literally. Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. No, it was delicious. My brother-in-law and I went, and man, that was
pretty good.
Really good sushi. And then for ramen, there's a place in Jess Ranch over by the Grind. Nope.
Golden.
Yeah. The Grind? Coffee? Oh, yeah. No. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right next door to it, there's a place for like an Asian, not fusion, chopstick. But you can go there. Their ramen's really good. Over there.
Is it the Golden Chopstick? What am I thinking
of? No. It has some weird Yakumoto something. Not to be insensitive. Bo was going to look it up.
Those are tires, so.
Yeah. All right. Those are tires. Yeah, so God rest ye merry gentlemen from Red Lobster. That's discouraging. From Buffalo Wild Wings. All you can eat wings. Place is going away.
I prefer Wingstop.
Really? Fast food wings?
Well,
bone in or boneless?
Oh, bone in. But bone I prefer in? It over Buffalo.
Really? I'm a boneless wings guy. I've never enjoyed eating meat off of a...
Yeah.
That was my nickname in high school. Just kidding. Okay, but no, like, I've never been a fan of, like, bone-in chicken, ribs off the... Like, I love rib meat. I don't like eating off the bone.
I'd be okay with it if it wasn't as messy.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah. I'm not afraid of being, like, getting messy, though.
It's the sauce all over my fingers.
Yeah.
I feel
like it's all over my face forever and ever. Yeah, I've just never been a fan. Boneless wings, that's my jam. Cut the meat off the rib.
Almost like the same thing.
No, use a knife. Cut the meat off, and then you eat it with a fork. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't like eating off the bone. I like the meat. Like, I like the taste of it. I just don't like eating. I also don't like eating corn on the cob, because I feel like I get corn everywhere.
Stay away from Barstow.
It's delicious. Stay away from Barstow. They're going to convert. They're going to change you. All right. Well, there's a lot going on. I mean, there's sports. I don't know if you guys are tennis fans. The Australian Open started yesterday. I watched it the entire day because I am a tennis player. I don't know if you're a tennis fan, but the French Open made the dumbest decision, which is not surprising given where they're from. Sorry to be political, but they put incredible people, amazing players in the first round of a tournament, which I think is so dumb. That's like it was like, and I get the rules, but like it was like putting. So they put two of the favorites to win the tournament against each other in the first round. Rafa and Nadal and Zverev in the first round. Like, I don't know. And the guy, if you don't know tennis, Rafa and Nadal, he has won the French Open 14 times. He's considered one of the greatest of all time. Super good, from Spain, humble guy. This was going to be his last French Open. What kind of send off did they give him? Hey, you're going to play the guy that first. just won the guy that he played Zverev just won the most recent clay tournament in Rome. That's why he had to play in the first round. Anyways, same thing happened. They put Andy Murray against Wawrinka, and that's also like, why would you do that? World greats in the first round instead of having them play qualifiers. But anyway, so yeah, so that's going on. Rugby continues to go on. ULR, San Diego is not good this year. So that's unfortunate for if you like rugby. I know we've got a few people in our church that actually watch that now. So rugby, it continues to go on their championship. Baseball continues to swing on, no pun intended. Totally intended. That was intended. That was totally intended. College baseball is heading into the World Series. So the regional tournaments were just drawn. TCU didn't make it in, which is ironic because I know. But what's weird is they I just got a text. I'm sorry. So she's okay, but Kennedy tipped her Jeep over and ran into a pole on separate drives. So it came with a controller. So we're learning how to drive. All right. Yeah. Anyways. Let's see. That's rugby. Football is obviously
pickleball.
UFL. Do you watch anybody fans of football? Have you watched the? Do you know what the UFL is?
You mean the NFL?
No, no. They took the USFL and the XFL and they merged them. The Rock is the owner of it. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah. So it's basically minor league football. So now there is officially a minor league football league. I think there's 8 or 10 teams. They took the USFL and the XFL, they merged them, and it's in the spring. So it's going on right now. Unfortunately, the team that I like, there's no team west of Texas. So all the teams are like in Alabama, Florida, whatever. It'll continue to grow. I guess it's doing pretty well. What I think is kind of cool is it's like a place in between college and NFL, right? And so that's why they're trying to invest in it. It's owned by ESPN. It's called the UFL. That's going on. Right now, I think it's gaining traction. You look at the crowds in the games, they're not super full. But you know, yeah. Dodgers are doing well, which doesn't make me happy. Angels aren't doing well, which makes me indifferent. Rangers, I'm a Rangers fan, so they're doing pretty good. They won the World Series last year, though, so they're naturally there's probably going to be a bit. What other sports are there?
Pickleball.
I'm so sick of pickleball. I just said this to Caitlin last night. I don't know where the 1960s, 1970s tennis player style came from. Did you know? That's a thing. Like, I've seen a few commercials now advertising clothing. And then if you walk into Target, that's like the first display you see is like a Prince tennis / pickleball. Well, I don't know why this is catching on. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. You can look it up. Like, it's on the rise. This new style of dressing like your... Like 1960s, 1970s tennis is like a style on the rise. And where do they advertise it all with? Pickleball crap. And sorry for cussing on the radio. But I don't understand pickleball because I'm a tennis player and people keep taking tennis. No. It is not. It is overgrown ping pong. That's what pickleball is. Don't even play it on a full size.
Big ping pong.
No, ping pong is little tennis. Okay. That's why they call it table tennis. They don't call it overgrown ping pong. Anyways, that pickleball. Yeah, go play. Oh, it even sounds dumb. Anyway,
that's what tennis sounds like.
No, it doesn't. Way cooler. Some more. It is officially the health. Did you know that tennis is the healthiest sport?
Like the athletes are the healthiest.
It adds an average of 9.7 years to your life. You can look this up. It's because of the short sprints. It's good for your heart, good for your, it's better for your joints. It is considered the healthiest sport, which is not surprising when a lot of sports are getting you punched in the face or tackled or something like that.
Yeah.
Or baseball where you're just standing there waiting for the ball. Soccer, you can overtrain yourself, but as far as like tennis is concerned, now you can overtrain. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Tommy John. It's officially the healthiest sport, so take that. And if you're going to go on a date, you're not going to play football, you're going to play tennis.
Oh.
That's the world. Let's go play football together. I don't know. It can be cute. You go play tennis together.
Yay. Play ping pong.
Yeah.
That'll...
In the youth room. So there's your sports segment brought to you by Bo. Bo's going to be our new sports director.
Sports analyst.
I don't watch sports.
That's why you'd be the good sports director. I want to hear you talk sports. That's what we all want to hear. We all want to hear, today in sports, some guy hit a ball. Again, a lot.
A lot.
And is fighting a sport? I don't know. I know we have a lot of people that fight. That fight. That listen in. I don't. It's athletic. I don't think it's a sport. Just like I would say, dancing and cheerleading is athletic. It's not a sport.
Not a sport.
You're only saying that because Jeremy's not here.
No, I've said it to Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you still alive?
Yeah. It's athletic. Like I'm not. I don't think all.
No, I agree.
All sports are athletic, but not all things that are athletic are sports. I don't know.
Beating people qualifies as a sport.
No, it's athletic.
Athletic.
They're confused. Why is skateboarding in the Olympics now? Skateboarding's not a sport.
Yeah, it
is. Figure skating, not a sport. It's athletic. Curling, not a sport.
Sweeping.
Your argument's deflating.
I'm a professional sweeper.
Yeah, our director of sports over there. Okay, we need to move on. We've got some box questions left over. We did kind of take a gander at these before we got started because there's a few that request scripture clarification. So we're going to try and get through these. How much time we have? We're also going to try and get better at landing the plane in our reasonable time. So we've got about 20 minutes.
Stretch.
Mm-hmm. We've got about 20 minutes. Okay. First question. Have you read Dante's books and do you agree with his ideas? So... we think you're referring to Dante in terms of like Dante's Inferno, where hell is at the center of earth. And if that's what you're saying, if not, please let me know. But if that's what you're saying, no. I don't agree. That comes from the Middle Ages, where it was believed, the center of anything was believed to be bad. Right? Hell was the center of it. So for example, I mentioned this earlier, but for example, there is a myth that the reason why the church was angry at Copernicus when he said that the sun, heliocentricity, when he said that the sun was the center of the solar system, they thought there's a myth that the church was upset because we were demoting, he was trying to demote Earth because they believe that Earth was the center of the galaxy, and that came from a verse in Joshua where it says the sun stopped in the sky. That's not true, because in that time period, the center of anything was bad. So if anything, he was promoting the earth by moving it away from the center. So Dante's whole thing with hell being the center of the earth, that's what it comes from. It's a very old thing. Nowhere in scripture does it say that hell is at the center of earth. Does it mean it's not? No, but again, I'm going to side with scripture, not Dante, on this kind of stuff. If that's what you're asking, anything to add to that?
Oh, I don't know any about that.
Yeah. If you drill to the center of the earth, the devil's not going to pop out and be like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I've seen this video where like they were drilling and they heard, like people thought they heard voices or whatever. Yeah, that's...
I think if you're that far into anything, you're going to hear some weird noises.
Yeah, if you're hearing screams, you need to go talk to Caitlin.
What would they think of a Tootsie Pop?
How many licks does it take to get to the center? The world will never know. The world will never know. Okay, so if that doesn't answer, if I'm not referring to the right thing, please come and let me know. If you're talking about another Dante, maybe it's like a children's book. I don't know, but the Dante I'm thinking of said that the earth was the center, or that hell was at the center of earth. That's not anywhere in scripture. Doesn't mean it's not true. No, but science would say otherwise. And science is where we put human words to something that God does. Kind of know it's at the center of our planet. Yeah. And the devil is not in hell right now, just so you know. he's prowling around like a roaring lion and all that stuff. But his days are numbered if you read the book of Revelation, which we'll get to here in a second.
Momentarily.
Okay. We good? We're going to move on. Next question comes from Titus. What does Titus say about the line between individual freedom and obedience to authority? And what about social order? There's a verse in Titus chapter 2, verse 10. It says, bondservants are to be submissive to their own masters in everything. They are to be well-pleasing, not argumentative, not pilfering, but showing all good faith, so that in everything they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. There's a lot in there. Titus talks a lot about the order in the church, the order in the family, like all that, order in society. Here's the thing. Number one, let me encourage you, always read the entirety of Scripture, okay? Not just isolated areas. There's a reason why the books are all together. It's one continuous story. It's his story. History. Get it?
History, yeah.
And the stuff that has yet to come. But in Titus, it does talk about this. Now I'm going to clarify a couple of things. First off, where do I start? There is no such thing as absolute free will. That's not biblical. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that God is ever completely hands off, out of control. Genesis 50:20 is Joseph speaking to his brothers who are afraid that because their father died, now Joseph is going to retaliate because of all the things that his brothers did to him. And he says in Genesis 50:20, what you meant for evil, God used for good, that it would bring about the salvation of many. What that shows is that even in the midst of people making poor choices, God is still sovereign. God is still in control. Okay. So in terms of individual freedom, God is always in control. The breath in your lungs, if you read the book of Genesis, is from the Spirit. So even an atheist, his life is being maintained by the Creator, right? They're still made in the image of God, even if they're atheists. There's no such thing scripturally in terms of absolute free will, okay? In terms of obedience to authority, that's all over the place. In scripture, even when that authority is bad. If you look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right?
Yeah.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were taken from Israel, brought to Babylon, given different names to destroy their identity, and they were meant to serve the king, Nebuchadnezzar, who wasn't a good guy. Do you know what Nebuchadnezzar wanted everybody to do? What did he have them do? You watch VeggieTales? Been a while. Bow down to a big bunny. He had a statue of himself made out of gold, and he wanted everybody to bow down to it when music was played. Now, there's a line, right, Manny? When should you not obey authority?
When it contradicts God's word.
Yeah. Yeah. So when that authority commands you to do something contrary to God's word, you do not obey them. When do you respect authority?
When it coincides with his word. Or
always, right? If you look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even when they were telling Nebuchadnezzar, no, we're not going to bow down to that statue, they were extremely respectful. They still use words like, O king, right? If it pleases the king, right? They were still respectful, even in turning him down and saying no. Even in their disobedience, they were respectful. And so when authority crosses the line and calls you, that's why the Bible says honor your father and mother. It doesn't say obey them, because if your father and mother are calling you to do something contrary to Scripture, don't obey them, but you always honor them. And honor is what? Do you know, like, how would you define honor?
It's like respect.
Yeah, like high respect, right?
Respect, yeah.
Yeah. So there is still a way to be insanely respectful, even in the midst of disobedience, right? But the only time that you are disobedient to authority based off of your question here in social order, the only time you are disobedient to authority is when they call you to do something contrary to scripture. So if your boss is trying to have you help them embezzle money, or lie about a transaction, or whatever it may be, I'm sorry, like, you shouldn't obey that just because they're your boss. But if your boss is telling you to work an extra shift, that's, even if they're the scum of the earth, I'm sorry, that's not in scripture that it's wrong to work an extra shift. Yes, bitter as you might be, just because they might be mean doesn't mean that you can disobey authority, right? There are a lot of terrible rulers throughout scripture. And I brought this up before, but Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Cost of Discipleship is one book that he wrote. A great theologian was involved in a plot to kill Hitler, to assassinate Hitler, which I don't think any of us would disagree that Hitler was not a good person. But he struggled with that because in his mind, he was not in the place to remove authority. Who's in the place to remove authority? God. God's the person that puts authority in place, and God's the person that removes it, right? So, I mean, how do you struggle with that? Well, it's because he knew that even in a person choosing to be evil, God is still in control. God's still sovereign. God's still going to use that, right? Just like Genesis 50:20, to bring about the salvation of many. Somehow, we don't understand. But even in disobedience, there is a hierarchy of authority. Even in the Bible establishes authority, right? Even in Israel, there was a hierarchy system. There was a judge. There was a king. You know, whatever it may be, there was hierarchy and authority amongst God's people, right? It's a good thing because it helps maintain order, right? It helps maintain clarity. It should help keep things equitable. But there is a line, right? Yeah. And if that leader tells you to cross that line, you respectfully say no. And as far as social order, I don't know what you're getting at there. What about social order? I don't know what you're specifically asking there. I will say, if you're referring to poverty levels and levels of wealth and all that kind of stuff, rich people are made rich for a purpose. That's why the Bible says, to him who much is given, much will be required. So if you're given a lot, this is something that you should struggle with. If God puts you in a season of plenty, you have to ask yourself for God. You have to ask God to reveal to you why he has allowed you to be. What is he requiring of you? And why is he giving you plenty, right? Just like, what is he trying to teach you in poverty, right? When the Bible says you cannot serve God and money, Matthew chapter 6, I think, that word money is the word mammon, which is covetousness, right? How can a poor person serve money? Is it possible for a poor person to serve mammon? Because mammon is ultimately the desire for money. Can you still desire money wrongly as a poor person? Absolutely. Sure. I mean, when you think about serving money, you think about a rich person, but there are people that are poor that they're all about, and it's a struggle, right? Because that's how we think we provide, is through money. But there's people that are poor that serve mammon, right? They bow down to mammon. You can't do that. So I don't know if that's what you're referring to in social order. Ultimately, our king is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. So he is the ultimate ruler that we bow down to. But he has put rulers in place, whether it's your teacher in your classroom or your boss. Do you have anything to add to that? Any stories?
No. Yeah, pretty much covers it. We have people in place for that reason, to keep that order. Presidents, governors, and all that. Even if they don't do a great job all the time, we still have to do our job to respect them, or at least in a way that's still biblical, because they're in a higher position.
What would you say that respect looks like? Like, I mean, okay, let's say that you don't agree. We just talked about restaurants. Let's say that you don't agree with the way that Governor Newsom or President Biden are doing things. What does that respect practically look like for our listeners?
Like acknowledging that they're in a higher position to make decisions than you, but also like, you know, going against the things that they agree with that obviously go against like the Bible, like abortion, things like that. That's where you find that disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously everything else under their positions is, it needs to be respected, like the law enforcement and the things that they have like immediate control over.
Yeah. The seatbelt law. Like that's the one of the most controversial laws, that you can get a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt, even though that's a personal choice, right? And it ultimately affects you. Well, doesn't matter what your opinion of that is. Doesn't violate scripture, so put your seatbelt on. Curfew, if you're under the age of 18. No? It doesn't violate scripture, so if your parents want you home at 9, get home at 9 or earlier.
Because that affects your well-being, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've said this to teenagers before that have a hard time with parents, which I know is rare. Ultimately, your parent is responsible before God for how they raise you, right? So whether you agree with it or not, respect them because they're working hard. They're trying, right? I mean, they're, especially if it's a Christian household, that's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And so respect them in that. Regardless of if you think you know better, unless it violates scripture, what is something that we can do to, like, especially when in terms of leaders, whether it's teachers or principals or governors or presidents, how should we approach our relationship with leaders?
Respectful. Like, there's that mutual friendship, you know, teacher, like, student association. But if there's like a biblical standing that you don't agree on that they like taught on, I wouldn't do it in front of the whole class because that's not respectful. I would do it like, hey, can I talk to you after about this or something?
Yeah.
That way you're still maintaining respect that they have, you know, not like causing any conflict with the rest of the classroom.
Yeah. No, that's good point. Yeah. Well, then pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't like what your leaders are doing, pray that God would change it, right? I mean, unfortunately, a lot of us only seek out prayer when things are going really bad, you know? But why would you not be praying for our leaders right now? Can you imagine being, like, what, regardless of if you agree with them or not, let's go, Brandon, if a sticker's on your car, like, whatever. Imagine being in that position. Making decisions.
Yeah.
You know, the decisions that you make affect millions. And if you're in the seat of the United States, really billions of people. How do you do that? You know? And why would you not want to wrap that person in prayer? You know? Why would you not want to pray for the mayor of Hesperia, who's making decisions for our city that affect thousands and thousands of people? You know? Pray that they would make wise decisions. Pray that they would make decisions that align with scripture. You know, if you don't agree with the abortion laws, well, then pray hard about that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know where to vote, why would you not? I mean, we have an election coming up. How many people do you think are praying that God would guide them in the decision that they have to make? Well, I don't like either candidate. You got to vote for one. No, I don't. Well, then you don't get to have an opinion. Like if you're not willing to do that, so wrap it in prayer. Pray for those leaders because it's tough. Like you're never going to win. Like as a leader, there's always going to be someone that disagrees with you. There's always going to be someone that's upset, whether you're a pastor or a president. There's going to be somebody that's upset with your decision. You're never going to be the most popular person in the room because ultimately, unfortunately, not everybody agrees. So not everybody has everything in common. So pray for those people that have to make those. So, yeah. But I do like what you said, like the manner. That's called tact. the manner in which you approach someone or approach, I don't know if you should just stand on a street corner and hold a sign and pick it. I don't know if that's the best solution. That's not a lot of good tact. But go through respectful channels if you disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you would if you disagree with your friend.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point, Manny. Okay, we got a few more. We don't have a lot of time. So we're going to have to save some of these for later. This one said Kendrick or Drake. I don't care. Let me see. We got time for one more. Okay, this is a, yeah. So let's talk about this one. And then we'll get to the rest of these maybe next time. I've seen Catholic and Orthodox Christians pray to saints. Is there, and it's, they put T-H-E-I-R. It's T-H-E-R-E. Okay. We got to work on our grammar.
Grammar.
We have an after-school program at our church. is there any scriptural, oh, you spelled that right. Good job. Evidence that supports this belief? Should I be praying to saints too? No. to my knowledge, there is not a single verse in scripture that says to pray to saints. You pray for the saints. You pray for the people in the church. You can pray for people that have passed for them, right? That God would show them mercy, that God would welcome them into his kingdom. But nowhere does it say that there's patron saints of love, right? Like Saint Nicholas is said to be the patron saint of children, right? That's not in scripture. Mm-hmm. And if people are using scripture to support that, it's probably a warped, you mentioned one, Bo. Yeah, people taking a verse and imposing some meaning on it, right? Mm-hmm. Some preconceived meaning on there. But no, it's not scriptural. You can pray for people. Mm-hmm. I mean, pray for this, for the church, the saints, the pray for those people, your brothers and sisters in the church, pray for those that have passed. You can do that. But I don't pray to my mom.
Yeah.
The Bible says we have one intermediary. And
so why would we go to people that have already passed for intervention?
Why would you pray to St. Patrick when you could pray to God himself? God. I mean, even scripture says we have boldness and access to the throne of God. So why would you try and go through somebody else when Jesus is gives you boldness and access to his throne? Now, if it helps you grieve to talk to someone that has passed, grieve in that way.
Yeah.
If you believe that they are not gone forever, I mean, the Bible doesn't clarify. I don't know if they can hear what you have to say. Now, we did mention this. They're in heaven, so it's not that they don't care about you, but they're literally in the greatest place they can be.
Mm-hmm.
But where they're going is not their ultimate final destination. Read Revelation 21. Ultimately, if you were to die right now, your ultimate destination, not where you go right now, it's the new heavens and new earth that's created when Jesus returns. So, but again, I'm not going to ask my mom to ask God something. I'm not going to ask my mom to forgive me of my sins.
She's not any closer than you are.
Right. If it's going to help me grieve, to talk to somebody that has passed, grieve in that way. That's good. It's a good thing to grieve and to speak and to get things out in the open, not bottle them up. That's mental health 101, to not hold things and harbor things. But yeah, like you said, like, why would you? I mean, if you're going to spend some time praying.
Pray to God.
Yeah.
That should give you more comfort anyway. You know, being able to have that direct conversation with your creator, you know, so why would you want to like interrupt that by adding like other people when you just go straight to the source?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Unless it helps you grieve, you said.
Well, and a lot of this comes from unfortunate moments. There's a lot of moments throughout church history that I'm not proud of. Just like there's a lot of moments in American history that Americans aren't proud of.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is what happened in the church when, you know, the Catholic Church was saying that, you know, oh, okay. So one of the reasons why you would buy indulgences in the 1500s was because Bo was so holy that he had extra grace. And so when he died, you can pray and ask for some of his grace. And if you pay and buy one of these indulgences, we'll take some of his extra grace and give it to you. So that way you don't have to spend as long in purgatory. Like, unfortunately, that's where a lot of this stuff comes from. And again, it's not found in scripture anywhere. And there's a reason why I boiled up like that. And we ended up with the Protestant church, because the Catholic church, unfortunately, became corrupt in the Renaissance era and lost its way for a while. And not everybody, obviously, but unfortunately, some key important people lost their way. And unfortunately, that's where a lot of this comes from. Misinterpretations of scripture. That's why the Catholic Church prays to Mary, because of one misinterpretation of a passage from the Christmas story. So yeah, and there's no scripture to say we should pray to saints. But again, if it helps you grieve to talk to somebody that has passed, do that. It's good for you mentally. Do that, but don't pray to them. If you've got time to pray, go with boldness and access to God's throne and pray to him. That's what Jesus died for, to give you. So
the whole subject is funny to me. They're like, oh, we're not praying to them, we're venerating them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's worship.
Yeah, that's worship. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of things we have to answer for. And again, you know, when you have verses like Jesus giving you boldness and access to the throne, then why would, like, just logically, why would you?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's where that comes from, and be encouraged by that. So, okay, so we've got about four more questions. We'll get to these next time. How does Matthew 10:23 and Matthew 24:14 contradict themselves? What happens if we die before the seven trumpets? What was Jesus's profession before he started his ministry? He was a carpenter. So we can just do that one real quick. He was a carpenter because his father was a carpenter. And I love that the creator of the universe had a creative profession. I love that. I talk about that in my book. But anyways, what do you consider a healthy relationship in a romantic way? And so we'll take those three and we'll answer them next time. But Manny, thanks for joining. Thanks, Bo. For joining in as we shift things here. Just a heads up, in the month of July, we're going dark as a church in all things. We're going to be focusing on the importance of Sabbath and rest and all of that kind of stuff. So we will not do our podcast in the month of July. And also, we've got VBS, we've got camp, we've got a whole slew of things that we won't even be here for that. So just a heads up that we'll take a break in July on the podcast, but we'll come back. All right. Thanks for hopping in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had. That's it for today. So have a great rest of your day, whatever you're doing, guys. And we'll see you guys next time.